Okay, today is Daf Dalet. That's before. We're on Daf Gimel. We're on one line, the first wide line on the bottom over there. We're talking about what Murray did wrong, that he lost all his flock. First, we said because he's trying to have both angles. Now, different shot. Vibay Seema, Rav Mari Baruchel Yadalak Nuye Kinyan Gomor. He knew how to make a Kinyan Gomor to the guy, so it wasn't his animal at all. Clearly, the guy, no issue. However, the Chazi Leila Inish Achwini, other people were going to see that, but Adal Ba'avid, they're going to do the same thing, but they're not going to do it right. The Safar, they're going to say, well, Rav Mari Mills, who's the other? Rav Mari did it. Good enough for Mari, good enough for me. Right? But Asil, they bought their Sakala. And it's going to come to a Sakala, therefore, it was like a little bit of a wake-up culture of Murray. You know, you're a public figure, you're a Tavavacham, and when you do something, you have to realize it has ramifications. Okay. Now, the next Mishnah is impossible. Absolutely impossible. Very short, doesn't say anything. In the Midbar, there were 22,000 Levium that were counted. There were 22,273 Bechors. So there was a transfer of Kedusha from each Bechor to each Levi, the 273 X that were paid, 5 Shkalim. And there was also a transfer of the donkeys. Okay? The transfer of the Kedusha from the donkeys. Now, there is no Chiyuv of Petach Hamar by a Levi. There's no chiv of Pidina Ben by a Levi. There is a chiv of Bechor. Levi has a Bechor and it has a firstborn. Levi has a firstborn. There's a chiv of Bechor. Not Petach Hamar, not a donkey, and not a child. Only a kosher animal. That's what this mission is going to really say. The mission says very simply. Kahanim Leviim Peturim. Kahanim Leviim a potter. Potter what? So, Rashi says, Kasal Kedaitach, we're going to think, a petach hamar koi. Petach hamar. Why? Because this is the second mission in the parak. The first mission was a petach hamar. Chances are that's what we're still discussing. So the Gemara's the mission sets up a very simple statement. Kahanim Leviim Peturim. Kahanim Leviim Apater. Apater from what? At first blush, some issue of Bechor their Apater from. Because after all, that's Bechoros. Some issue of Bechor their Apater from. What exactly? It's actually a Machlokes and Bayin Rav. Some issue they're potter. Mikal b'chomer. The kal b'chomer they should be potter. Why? Im patru es shall Yisrael the midbar. If the Levi was able to potter a Yisrael in the midbar, zinhu she potter a shalatman. They can't say potter themselves. What does that statement even mean? I have no idea what that means even. I did this five times, I still don't know what it means. Okay? Good? That's the Gemara. The Gemara is only hard till like, you know, halfway down over here in Amalala. Then it gets easy. What? No. Okay? So, you got that Kasha? You got that Mishnah? You all understand it? Very difficult Mishnah. Anyway, now the Gemara says like this. Inhu Patri? Right? The Levium Pater, the donkeys? That's preposterous what that question means. In who Patri? Is it true that Levium pattered donkeys? Adam patter. They pattered people. Behema patra. The behemas pattered the behemas. Dichtiv, it says, this pasuk is in Parshat Bamidbar, right? That Parshat Bamidbar is the parsha where the transfer is done from Bechors to Levium. Till Parshat Bamidbar, the Bechors were in charge, or at least chronologically, whatever, in Parshat Bamidbar, that's where it changes. It's taken away from the Bechor, it's transferred to the Levium, Kahanim, Levium, right? So it says in Bamidbar, Kach et ha-Levium, take the Levium, Tachas kol Bechor, Bibnei Yisrael, right? Instead of each Bechor. The Bechors were the ones that did the Avoda, they were the ones that were special, they botched off by the Egel, the Levium did not. So, take each Levi, Tachas kol Bechor. The Ed Behemoth HaLevium, Tachas Behemtom. And the Behemoth of Levium are going to be exchanged for the Behemoth of Yisrael. The black and white puzzle. Okay? Right. Levium themselves The Levim themselves did not have anything to do with Bechor, with animals. The people, the Levim themselves, any exchanges, any transfer of Kedusha didn't have to do with animals. Levim were people, and the animals were animals. Right? That's not what our Mishnah says. That's not what the Habamina of our Mishnah says. Right? What does Rashi say in the Mishnah? Kasol Kedaita, we're talking about animals. Hamor. The prophet said, no. People, human beings, were transferred from human beings, and animals were animals. Okay? So, Amar Abaya, to explain that problem, the Mishnah seems to contradict the Pasuk. Amar Abaya, Hachika Amar. Here's what the Mishnah meant to say. We can't change around the Pasuk. Here's what the Mishnah meant to say. Kahanim uLevim Peturin Behemtam. Right? Kahanim and Levim pottered animals. Which animals? Chamor. Mikal v'chomer. From a kal v'chomer. Im hifkia behemtam shel Levim behema sheyisrael amidbar. If the behemoths of Levim were able to transfer the kedusha of the animals of Yisraelim, dinhu shetipakia es shel asman. Right? What does that mean? If the behemoths of Levim freed the Yisrael animals for Petach Hamor, certainly they freed themselves. Okay? So according to Abaya, the Mishnah is talking about Petach Hamor. Right? Amalei Rava. Rava asks Abaya such a question, there's no answer to this question, which is, what are you talking about? Vaha Patro Inhu Ketani. It says in the Mishnah, right, that they were pastored Yisrael themselves. Right? The Mishnah seems to imply that we're talking about the Levim themselves, not the Hamas. What are you talking about, Abaya? Okay, I'm not sure I understand that, but that's what Rava said. V'od, moreover, says Rava, im Isya, if you're right, Abaya, then afilu mi b'char behema tahara nisru. Then Levim should have been putter from any b'char, even from kosher animals. That's not true. Alama Tanan, why do we learn? Lo niftir mi b'char behema tahora. There's no such pas patur. If a lady owns an animal, and it has a kosher animal, and it has a firstborn, of course he's chayav. He's putter from petar, kamar. True. Also, ela mi pidyon abed, petar kamar. There's no pidyon abed by a lady. And there's no petar kamar by a lady. But for kosher animals there is. If you're a bayah, if according to you, it should be a complete patur. Why? Right? Should be a complete patur. Ela amarava hachi ketani. Here's how the Mishnah says. Kahanim levim patru hain atzman mikal v'chomer. No, they patru themselves from mikal v'chomer. Im hifkia kidushasan shel levim kidusha sheyitzol b'midbar. If there's a transfer of kidusha from b'chars to levim, lo yafkiu et shel atzman. So certainly they themselves are not going to have to be, certainly they themselves are free. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi is im hifkia. Kedushas pishute ha-levim, the kedusha of an ordinary levi, es kedushas b'chore yisol b'midbar, right? There was a transfer of kedusha from a b'chore yisrael, b'chore, to an ordinary levi, regular levi, right? Din hu shetapkia kedushas b'chora shebehen. So certainly, what if a lady was a b'chor? What if a lady was a b'chor? Did there have to be a separate transfer of kedusha? Says Rav, of course not. Why? Because if an ordinary lady was a kedusha was transferred, so certainly a b'chor. Kedar v'kaman b'chor v'halavim lo v'kiu el atman. They didn't have to what kind of transfer is that? Right? Correct. So, right, I know, it's a Gemara, but that's why I said it's more so difficult. I don't understand what's going on. What I think is going on is as follows. The B'chars had a certain inherent Kedusha, or some kind of right to do the Avodah, that was taken away from them. It was transferred to Levim. It was almost, believe it or not, it was almost a one-for-one transfer. So almost exactly the same number of B'chars as there were Levim. It was almost even transfer. A few left over, they had to pay. What about a Levi who was a Bechor? What was his story? The Rava says there was no story. Right? There was no story. They became special. They have to now redeem the specialness within themselves because they're also Bechar? Of course not. The fact that they're Bechar also didn't make it worse for them. It was a non-factor. Right? It was a non-factor. They didn't have to go ahead and redeem themselves. You know, I'm also Bechar. Therefore, I have to redeem myself. Right? Like a guy from Yisachar was a Bechar. So his Kedusha was taken away and it was transferred to a lady. So it was a lady was a Bechar. Was the Kedusha also taken away from him? No. Because... Right. The answer is no. No. The answer is no. Not given to from someone else's. That's not part of the equation. Why not? The Kal V'chomer. That's what Rava says. Okay? Who? No, they did the Avoda. They did the Avoda. It's in Parshas Mishpatim there at the end. What? No, before the Mishkan. Before the Mishkan, the Matan Torah. Who did this? Kabbalah brought, who did that? The answer is the Bechars. Right, so the introduction to the Bethesda, the Mesif says that Adam Arishon was a Bechar, obviously. Right? Adam Arishon was a Bechar. And then, from him till Moshe, it was always the Kedusha, the leadership was always the Bechar. I scratched my head, because Aaron wasn't the Bechar, Yitzchak wasn't the Bechar, and Yaakov wasn't the Bechar. None of them were Bechar. What do you mean? And neither was Aaron, neither was Moshe Rabbeinu. All the leaders were not Bechar. Yehuda wasn't a Bechar. Yosef was a Bechar from Rachel. None of the people were Bechar. And they're all the leaders. The funny thing. Yeah, Adam Risha was a Bechar. Shkaya. Right? So of course that doesn't count. What do you mean Adam Risha was a Bechar? A Bechar? Exactly. Funny, why don't he was a Bechar of the world? Fine, the Bechar of the world. Fine. That all the leaders that we have, none of them are Bechars. Right? It's a funny thing. And then all of a sudden, the Bechars are the ones that become special. Right. Exactly. So he quotes some Kabbalistic idea that Hevel somehow was the Bechar. Some Kabbalistic thing in the beginning that Hevel was really the Bechar. He was better. It's a funny thing. Right? So who was the real... Aaron Akar was real Bechar. Right? He was legitimate. Was he a Bechar? Miriam was older than him. Miriam was even older. He wasn't even a Bechar either. Right? So none of them, no one's a Bechar here. It's a funny thing. And somehow the Bechar... No, it's a funny thing. I don't know. There's got to be some kind of idea about that. And somehow, all of a sudden... Right? Okay. Ashkechan Adam. That's very nice for humans. Behema Tmeya Minoan. What about non-kosher animals? Meaning the... What do you call it? The donkeys. Amar Kra, Ach Pado Tifta Es Bechar HaAdam Es Bechar Behemet Tveya Tifta. So, Hekesh. Kal Sheyashto BeBechar Adam Yashto BeBechar Behemet Tveya Kal Sheyendo BeBechar Adam Eino BeBechar Behemet Tveya. Okay. Amalei Rosafra LaBaya. Okay, fine. Now Rosafra's answer the question. I'm not sure, you know, we just did like, you know, half an omit here. I'm not sure I fully understand what went on. I'm not sure. I just don't understand it. Somehow, there was some kind of transfer of Kedusha from... go back to the Mishnah. Go back to read that Mishnah again. Nahanan, Levi, and Peturin. Peturin from what? So, according to everybody, they're Pater from... There's no Bechar issues, but there's no Bechar, there's no Pidin Aben by Levium, and there's no Petach Hamar by Levium. Right? Mikal Bechomer. It's a Kal... What's a Kal Bechomer? Ma in Patu es Shal Yisol v'midbar din hu shiyifitur sa'ad shalatman. What does that exactly mean? Am I really sure? I'm not sure. It's very difficult. I did it 5 times. I still don't get it. Amalei Rosafel Abaya, Lidi Dach. According to you, Abaya, Damarta Behemtam Shel Behemtam Ben Levi. According to you, Abaya, you hold that what this mission is about is Petach Hamor, not people. Petach Hamor. So now, did each person have to have a death in order to get the Hamor? Because we know. That's the way what happens to Bizman, you know, after it started. Once these halachas got kicked in, then if someone had a donkey, they gave the donkey to a coal, or they gave the set in replacement for a donkey, right? It was a transfer of kiddush. They don't want to give the donkey, they gave the set. So does that have to happen here in the middle also? Right? They have to have a set, the Askel of Lifka. They'll have a set, Lifka, low Lifka. Well, guy didn't have a set, he couldn't get the donkey. Daily Zach and Bailey Rabba. By the way, according to you, and according to Rabba, I have the following kasha. What? They didn't have one. How about this one? Ben Chodesh to Afta Lifka. Tachas mi Ben Chodesh to Lo Afta. Lo Lifka? What about this? What about the following case? What about if a Levi was less than 30 days old? Someone on a baby. So you have to be 30 days old for this transfer to happen? What if you weren't 30 days old? Also, Levia Lo Tifka. What about a female Levi? Alama Amar Adabar Ava. Even if you're Yisrael, you're married to a Levi. You're married to a Bas Levi. There's also no pigeon at that. Why not? Well, the women also were included in sin? That's a kasha according to both of them. So that's not a kasha. Hello, kasha. That's not a kasha. Why? Because Kedemar Bred of Yosef, which made the Rava, the Amar, Peter Rechem Tal Rachman. It says Peter Rechem. It looks like a womb. So men don't have wombs. Only women have wombs. So even if it's a Levia, a Bas Levi, that's gonna nullify the idea of Pidyon Aved by a Levi. She's not a male. Doesn't make a difference. Like by Pidyon Aved, it goes by the womb. What? Exactly. Now, what about the Aaron? Right? The Aaron. Shelo Haya Ba'oso Minyan. Lo Lifka? What about Aaron? He's not part of the count. Aaron wasn't a Levi. He was a Levi. He was the tribe of Levi. So Levi was Aaron. Does Aaron have to redeem himself? He wasn't the Bakar anyway. He wasn't the Bakar. He was a Levi. So right? The Tanya. Lama Nakud Al Aaron. Why is it dotted on the word Aaron in that parsha there in Parsha Bamidbar? Shebachumash Hafakudim Iba Midbar. Shelo Haya Ba'oso Minyan. He wasn't in that minion. He quotes over here. Rabbeinu Gershom says, where are the dots? So the Rebbeinu Gershom says it's that the quote to Medrash that only the vav of the word Aaron there, the Aaron only the vav has the dot. But he quotes from the Masechta Sofer and the Zohar that the whole word is dotted, not just the vav. I don't know, but I think the Zana said, I don't know. I don't know what's on the Torah's Zana said. I don't remember. The machlokas here. The machlokas is the Zohar and the Medrash. I don't remember. Either way, why is there a dot? Why is there dotted? It's always a meal. It's come to be Mamayit, what? It's come to be Mamayit. Aaron's not part of the count. Why isn't he part of the count? Amar Kra, Halavim, Hukshu. Kah Halavim, Zelazet. All the Levim are Hukshu, Zelazet. Right? The Pasuk is in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamedtes. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamedtes of Parshas Bamidbar, where apparently, like over here, in the Torah R, it puts a dot on every word, every letter of Aaron. Anyway, Omar Kra, Halavim, Hukshu, Kal Halavim, Zelazet. All Levim are Hukash, Zelazet. Okay, Rashi says, Hashta Ifriku Kulo Chiyavti. All of them have to be redeemed, even Aaron. Kahanim, Minolan. What about Kahanim? The Chazanish says, wait a minute. How many Kahanim were there? The answer is, there were three Kahanim. Huh? Aaron, Elazar, another who already dead. Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. That's three Kahanim. What kind of kasha is it? Kasha for three kahanim, right? What about if a kohen was under 30 days old, baby was born over there, or the kohen didn't have a set? What's the story? So, because you're shuvah levi, don't shuvah levi, arba ba'asim makomos nikru kahanim levium. There are 24 places where kahanim are called levium. Why are they called levium? Because at the end of the day, there's some shape of levium. Here's one of them. One of the pasuk from the list and pasuk in the Yechezkel. Lakahanim halavim b'nei tzadok. Okay, uludoros minolon. What about for generations? How do you know that for generations there's going to be that kahanim are putter from peter chamor and they're also putter from pigeon aven? How do you know that? Amar kra b'ha'yuli halavim It's going to apply forever. It applies in the midbar, it applies forever. Umimai dibiseh. How do you know? What does that question mean? How do you know what's the seh? Look at Rashi, second line. Umimai dibiseh. Shall ben Levi nifteru putre chamorin shal Yisrael. Dekamarta le'el. Ben Levi, the hayala seh, the atzalifka. Right? What does that mean? How do you know that in order, a minute, right, we said before in Amad Aleph, there was Safra and Safaya, well, what if a Levi didn't have a set? But how do you know they have to have a set? Who made up, today we need a set. That's how it is. How do you know, maybe they could have transferred their donkey for one of these donkeys from Israel. Why do you need a set? Right? The answer is, Amar Fchitza, Nemar Kesef L'Doros, V'Nemar Sev L'Doros. There's an idea of picking a ben, and there's an idea of Petach Hamar. Ma Kesef Amar L'Doros, Bo Liftos L'Doros, Bo Liftos, Bo Podel Ososha. Just like money applied to Tanateh, and it applied back then, right? In other words, for the extra Levium, they couldn't have a sequel exchange, they had to pay. Ah, Sef Amar L'Doros, Bo Podel L'Doros, Bo Podel Ososha. So too the seh was the same thing. How are you transferring Petach Hamor Bitzman HaZeh with the seh? So too, that's how the Levim had to do it. Ma Kesef, Shekin Poten Bo, Kedushos, Umayser Sheni. What about money? Maybe money's different. Why is money different? Because money is a way that you can exchange Mayser Sheni and Hekdesh. That's why you were able to transfer. That's why you were able to transfer Kedusha with money. Maybe a set, the only time a set ever comes up is in Petach Hamor. Maybe it's different. Maybe then they didn't need a set, but today you need a set. Top Tosas points out that you can redeem Kedushim with anything, even a set. Right? The difference is that when it comes to Petach Hamor, the set works even if it doesn't have the value of the donkey. Special thing. Right? Let's say I have to pay 5 slim for a baby. Can I give 5 slim worth of set? Probably you could. The Aksumamish Kesef? What if it's Java Kesef? You can give that. For Pashto. You don't know who does that. Maybe you could. So that's also, that would be cool. That's because it's the value. Here, it works even without the value. That's why it's different. In other words, when I'm redeeming a donkey with a set, it could be not even exchange. It doesn't make a difference. Right? So don't tell me I can get set. Yeah, that's because it's Shava Kesef. Here, the special din that a set will work, even if it's not Shava Kesef. Special. Maybe that didn't apply in the midbar. Why didn't it apply in the midbar? Because money always works. So you can bring me a riot from money. Money always works. Maybe set only works now, it didn't work then. So, El Amar Kra. Ach pado tiftet b'char adam is b'char behem tmei tiftet. Ma b'char adam lo chalatze beidoros bein also shah. A behem tmei lo tchalat bo beidoros bein lo also shah b'seh. Okay. Just like there's no difference in the way pidyon aben was practiced, there's no difference in the way Petach Hamor was practiced. Amar b'chanina se echad. Amar b'chanina se echad shall ben levi pata kama pitri chamori Yisrael. One donkey could even. One seh can even have pottered many donkeys. Amar Bayateda, I'll prove to you that's true. Shariman HaKatzav, because the Pasuk says, Ha'odfim Babahema. Odfim Ba'odam. V'lo mana Odfim Babahema. What's that mean? It says that there were extra, there were more Bechars than there were ladies. How come there were no more chamors in the world? How come only by the cars there was more? What about by animals? There wasn't more. It was exactly the same amount of animals. It's amazing. The Levim and the Yisrael had the exact same amount of animals. How could that be possible? The answer is, it wasn't possible. But one staff could pop to many donkeys. So there wasn't an overage. Did you see what I'm saying? What? It's a donkey. Firstborns. Exactly, even. I don't know. Whatever there was. Exactly how many sets they had. Exactly. answer is no, it wasn't exact at all. It doesn't have to be exact. You got many more. One sack can get many, many donkeys. No, nothing. We said that already. First day. Nothing. It's chulim. There's no, it's just the act. That's what Goldberg said. That's why it's in your tefillah. I would never put Pesach Hamor in tefillah. If you asked me to put some special parshas in tefillah, I wouldn't have put Pesach Hamor in tefillah. It's a very important mitzvah. No question about it. It's not top four. If I'm making four parshas, I wouldn't put Pesach Hamor. I wouldn't do that. Would you do that? You wouldn't do it either. The answer is it's just an act. It's just an act. I'm transferring. There's no kedusha here. I take a donkey, a firstborn donkey, I change it with a seth. What happens to the seth? Nothing. Nothing happens. There's no kedusha, there's no carbon, nothing happens. It's just an act. It's just an act for Hashem. That's why it's in your Tefillah. You need to think that out. You need to dwell on that. What? Exactly. What do you mean? Okay. So why is the Shabbos in Tefillah? That's the question. Yeah. In your religion, you put whatever you want in. Mimai, who said this is all true? Maybe there weren't so many animals. Lo salkadaita, don't think that. The siv, umitne rav, haya, livne ruven, ulivne god. It says, Ruven and Bnei God had a lot of animals. So wait a minute. First of all, this was said in year 40, and the pidyon happened in year 2. Right? That's first of all. So, to answer that question, by the way, the Rebbeinu Gershon says that in Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Vayinaheg is called Miknehu, Mikne Kinyonu Ashal Rochash. Rashi says, Ma Shekona Matzana Avazim Shrochas Gabal Bechamorim. Right? Okay. So, Rishai Pitt says that this happened in year 2, and this Pasuk of Mikne Rav happened in year 40. You want to tell me that only Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben had a lot of sheep? Why'd they have a lot? And not cattle? Why'd they have a lot? No one else had a lot. Why? The answer is, says Shai Pick, that in year 2 there was the same. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Everyone had a lot. Why'd they have more than anyone else? Why? Strange pasuk here. Tell me a pasuk from year 40 back to year 2. Must be the answer is everyone had a lot. They didn't have more than anyone else. Why did Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben have more sheep than anyone else? Why? There's no reason for that. Why should you think about that? Why? He says, well, you tell me if they fought the battle of Og, that's why they had a lot. That's not true. Because Rashi says, the parashat of Lech Lecha, that Avram told the guys, whoever fought in the battle, and I've also stayed back in the camp to make sure the women are safe, get equal share. So whoever did the actual fighting, they still got equal share, those didn't fight. So what's the shot here? The answer is, everyone had a lot. The answer is, even Levi had a lot, so there's no overage. The Dilma, Filo Haki, Shutim, the Levi, Havi, Kame, Bahadi, Bakarti, Israel. Right? Maybe, what does that question mean? Maybe the Levi, the regular Levium had the same amount of animals as the Bechorot in Yisrael. Amar Kva, v'es behemot ha-Levium tachas behem tom. Behema achas tachas behemot harvei. That's what the passage says. Behemot ha-Levium tachas behem tom. One behema, transferred for many. Behema rava. Maybe it just meant a lot of animals. Im kain, lift of Kva, o behema tachas behema, o behem tom tachas behem tom. My behema tachas behem tom. Shkamina chad patar tuva. Okay? Omar Rava, says Rava, ana namitinina upo debo. Ka'amim, what? Ka'amim harbe, many times. Rabbi Chanina, taima sisim afarish. Rabbi Chanina agrees with all this. He was just explaining the Mishnah. My taima po debo po amim harbe, why is that? He showed it. Se'echer ben Levi, patar kama pitri chamorish al Yisrael. Okay? Very good. Brand new sugya, same story. Itmar. Listen to this following machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kadshu b'choros b'midbar. Was there a thing of b'choros being? Was there an idea of b'chor in the midbar? right? Says the Drach on yes. Rish Lakish Amar, lo kadshu b'choros b'midbar. What? But until they went out to throw. Right. Now, there's no question that before they left Mitzrayim, right, this is also in your tefillin, Kadesh li kol b'char. Petar kol rechem b'vnei yishal v'adr lihu. Right? That's before they left. That's the very end of Bo. On their way out. They're told such an idea of b'char. Now, what does that mean with their b'char in the midbar or not? Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Kachu b'char was b'midbar. Of course there was b'char in the midbar. The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, L'kacho, k'detziv, kadesh likor b'char. Rish Lakish Amar, lo kachu b'char was b'midbar. No, there was no b'char in the midbar. How do you know that? T'chziv, b'haya ki v'yacha. It's also in your tefillin. U'ksim v'asrei, and it says after that, u'ksim v'asrei, v'avarta kol petarechet, right, mechlal, d'mei kar lo kadosh. There was no Kedusha till Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yochanan, wait a minute. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan has Rish Lakish. It says, Ad Shelo Hukam HaMishkan, until the Mishkan was put up, Hayu Bamos Mutaros, Bamos Vur Mutar, Va'avoda B'Bichara. And the Avoda was done by Bichara. What do you see from here? Could do a Bichara in the middle. How can you say no? How could you say no? That's exactly what his answer is. Amalei, ba'os and shiatsim in Mitzrayim. No, the ones that left Mitzrayim, where they were Bukhars, they're the ones who retained their status as a Bukhars. Hachanam Mitzrayim. That actually makes a lot of sense. If you're not going to say that, Ben Shana Far Ma'abed Avodah, who did the Avodah? A one-year-old.
In other words, the Mishkan was built in year two.
The Mishkan was built in year two. Right?
If you don't, and
the Levium didn't take over until the Mishkan was built. So who did the Avodah until then? A Bechor that was born after they left Mitzrayim? What, a 4-month-old? It doesn't make any sense. Who did the Avodah?
It had to be somebody that was a Bechor of Mitzrayim. Who else?
Okay? It's obvious. It says the Gemara, that's so obvious with the Ka'arile, my Ka'arile. Or the Rechon's question even. A question, not a question, doesn't make any sense. Of course the Bukhars were in charge. Who else was in charge? Who else was running the show? But obviously there were Bukhars, that were Bukhars of Mitzrayim. Because, who, a baby? It's impossible. Who else did it? Had to be Bukhars of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Hachni Kokashli. Here was Rabbi Yochanan's question. Iyamar Pishlam Adol Pasuk Kiddushai Hu. I understand if you tell me the Kiddusha didn't stop. That makes sense. So there were b'chars in Mitzrayim, there were b'chars in the Midbar. Ella, Iyamar the pasuk kedusha tayhu. But according to you, Rish Lakish, there's no kedusha in the Midbar. There's no b'chars in the Midbar. B'chars started when he got to Eretz Yisrael. Then how does the b'chars not mean pasuk le kedusha tayhu? So who said the b'chars left also have kedusha? Who said that? Exactly. So that's what he said. What he said. So when they left, they had. Then when they got to the midbar, they didn't have. Doesn't make any sense. That was his question. And his answer is, right, the Idah, was the Rosh Lakish answer back? No. Kadosh, Kadosh, the low Kadosh, low Kadosh. You're right. You had Kedusha, you kept it. But anyone born new didn't have Kedusha. That's not such a problem. Eisvei, the Rosh Lakish answer to another. Yeah, they're arguing. Was a Bechar. That Pidyon Ben right down in the Midbar. Says the Rosh Lakish, no, it didn't talk until they came there to throw. Asher, wait a minute. Yeah. I don't know, you had Machta Shekel in the Midbar, the Gemara, the Mishnah, they did it once. Every year? Pesach, Mishmila, right, they didn't do everything. Right? You could always ask logistical questions. Where'd they get $0.50 from? You could always ask them, they missed it in the Midbar. You could always ask the logistical question. Where'd they get it from? Right, so everybody knows the measures. Yaakov planted the trees, they should have wood. What about gold? What everything? Everything took from its fire. After a while, these questions become better than the answers.
No, you can't plant gold. You can take a to be taken from Egyptians.
Ezei, what about this one? Osu Hayom, that day, Shukav HaMishkan, the day they inaugurated the Mishkan, Karvu Lahem B'Yisrael, what'd they bring? The Darim, the Davos, Chatot, Hashamos, the Choros, Maestros. What do you see from here? That the Beferish, not a apostasy, say the role. The Gemara says, Hachinami, now these are Ba'os and Shiyotzim Mitzrayim. What? Exactly. These are the animals that came out. They were Bechoros when they came out. Umina, that's the opposite. Ozo Hayom Hudikaro, only that day. Mikan Ve'elich Lo Karo. Right? Only that day. Special din. Once that day happened, no more Bechoros. Point through Shlakish. Exactly. Ikad Diamri, other day, the other way around. Ezer Rishlakish Rav Yochanan. Rishlakish asked Rav Yochanan. Also, Yom Hukam HaMishkan, Karvel HaMishrol, the Chatos, HaShamos, Bechoros, Maisor. Also, Yom in, Nikan Be'elech, Lo? Also, Yom, no, this is how you read it. Also, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, the Kedusha lasted forever, the whole 40 years, Ema, May also, Yom, Be'elech, from now and from now on, May Kamashmalon, May also, Yom in, May Karvel, Lo, Alma, Chovos, Babama, Lo Karvel. What do you see from here? That there's no that chobos cannot be brought on Obama. Yes, exactly. Right, similar idea. Tashma, let's try to bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is right. It says in the Braisa, Nimta Ata Omer, Bishlosha Makomos Kodji Bechoros Yisrael, Bamidbar. I'm sorry, there are three places in the Torah where the Bechor is mentioned. In Mitzrayim still, Parshas Bo, Uba Midbar, and in the Midbar, and the Kedisas and Yisrael La'aret. B'Mitzrayim Ahu Omer, what does it say about Mitzrayim? Kaddish Likol Bechor. The Midbar Hu Omer, in the Midbar it says, this is in Parshas Noso, Kili Kol Bechor B'Nei Yisrael, the Kedisasam La'aret Hu Omer, back in Bo it says, Bahaya Ki Yiviyacha Bavarta. Right? So what do you see from here?
That's definitely
Bechoros
in the
Midbar. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, B'Shlosha Hudzru, Al HaBechoros, yeah, it says it three times. However, Likadesh Lo Kitchu, but didn't kick in until the year 40, until they went to Eretz Yisrael. But in Mitzrayim, Nami Lo Kadosh. In Mitzrayim also they were in Kadosh. Ha Kamrina and Kadosh, we just said they were. So this is right. Hachi Kamar, Mehan Kachu, Mehan Lo Kachu. Yeah, some were, and some weren't. Very good. Now, Maskevler, Papa asked the following question on Rish Lakish. Wait a minute. Listen to this question. It says, the Midbar Lo Kachu? In the Midbar there was no Kedusha? Vaksiv, what it says, in Parshas Bamidbar. Pakod Li Bechar Zachar Livnei Yisrael. Right? And the Pasuk continues, Mi Ben Chodesh Vamala. That's the kicker. The kicker is those next three words, which are not in the Gemara. It says, Kadesh li, pakod li, bechar, zocha, levnei Yisrael, from 30 days old. Right? It says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, uben chodesh, zadai the midbar nolad. They were certainly born in the midbar. Why? The high maisa, b'shana shein is happening. This was in year two. So in year two, the pasuk says, I want to see every bechar. Point to Rish Lakish, they weren't Kaddish till they went there to Israel. What's the Pasuk doing? What's the Pasuk mean? What? So the Gemara doesn't assume that. So therefore, the Gemara rejects Rish Lakish's explanation, and the Gemara is going to say something else. The Rish Lakish never said that. Ela itmar hachi itmar. Here's what Rish Lakish said. Rabbi Yochanan will not change. Yomar kachu below Pasuk. Says Rabbi Yochanan, they were kachim in Bamidbar 15. Rish Lakish Amar Kodshu, they were Kodesh, Upasku, and then the Kedusha stopped. Says Rashi on top, Mishas HaChezben Shalchumash Pekudim Ve'elech, from Parsha to Midbar and on, it stopped until they came into Eretz Yisrael. What? I know, such a strange thing. Now the Gemara says, Bishlom Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish makes sense. Rish Lakish makes sense. The Amar Ta, El Rabbi Yochanan Maitaima, right? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan Chazi, the Chemel, the Milsa, Mali Tamina, Amar Kra, Li Yehu, Viv Yosin Yehu. Okay? It's a pasuk. Right? Yehu, they were this way, they were always this way. All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Okay, tomorrow stop. I have, if you're not going to be here, I have the sheet. Because the sheets are definitely going to help. I don't know if the arts, I didn't look at the arts books. I don't even know if they have a chart. Do they have a chart for tomorrow?
They have a chart, right? Okay.
Yes. Without that chart, I don't say you're a math genius. Without that chart, the Gemara doesn't make, it's impossible. For all the math geniuses, you don't need a chart. For the rest of the normal people, I have a chart for you. All right? Everyone have a good chop, and we will resume tomorrow. Very good.